Exclusive, Rand Paul, we have referred Fauci to DOJ for prosecution for lying to Congress. By Hannah Blow on July 20, 2023. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, told Breitbart News Daily he has referred Dr. Anthony Fauci for prosecution, explaining that the former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases chief lied during his testimony before Congress. Paul initially said he gave Fauci the benefit of the doubt in 2020, deeming Fauci a disinterested public health figure. But as he had further interactions with him, he concluded the former White House medical advisor was a dishonest individual, determined to cover up his initial response to the coronavirus pandemic. He pointed to further evidence this week, the emergence of an email featuring Fauci summarizing a phone call in early 2020. This is when they're just beginning to look into the pandemic. And in that email, he basically says, "Yes, we're suspicious that this could be a manipulated virus because it came from a lab in Wuhan, where they do gain-of-function research," and he describes the research, Paul said. Well, this directly contradicts everything he said in committee hearing to me, denying absolutely that they funded any gain of function, and it's absolutely a lie, he said. Flashback, Rand Paul questions Fauci on gain of function. That's why we ended up referring him again this week to the Department of Justice for prosecution for lying to Congress, Paul revealed. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, July 20, 2023. The Kentucky senator continued, pointing to an exchange of emails between Anthony Fauci and half a dozen prominent international virologists, and these emails go back and forth. These virologists from around the world are saying they're looking at the genetic sequence of COVID-19, and they find that there are some strikingly unusual characteristics of it that make it look like it's been manipulated in a lab. And this band of close virologists that are his close buddies, and these are all people who have been proponents previously of gain-of-function research, creating viruses that don't occur in nature to experimentation, they all tell him it looks manipulative, he said, explaining that they then had a phone call discussing it on February 1, 2020. So he, Fauci, summarizes the phone call, about a day later, and it's in an email that they have never released to us, but then finally was obtained through Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, and through the House involvement through threat of subpoena, Paul explained, adding that these are things he has been trying to get out for 2 years. In the email, Fauci summarizes the call and describes the worry among all these virologists, himself included. He's not a virologist, but he also has worries and is worried that it looks like it's been manipulated, Paul said. And this is especially suspicious because we know they do gain-of-function research in Wuhan, and he describes the research, the senator continued. So essentially, lawmakers have proof Fauci funded this research and proof he acknowledged it. Before Congress, however, Fauci said unequivocally that they had never funded gain-of-function research, which Paul said is a lie. Paul also said Fauci has attempted to cover his lie by essentially changing the definition of gain-of-function, something that Paul questioned him about during a November 2021 hearing in which the senator accused the National Institutes of Health, NIH, of changing the definition to cover Fauci's ass. Flashback, Rand Paul grills Fauci on gain of function. You changed the definition to cover your ass. They have tried to define away the problem. The other thing they've tried to say is that it only counts as gain of function research if it's a human virus, Paul said, describing it as problematic because they take these bat viruses and test them on mice with humanized cells. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.